Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Curtain Time!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. Another capacity crowd fills the lobby tonight, everyone anxious to be seated before the curtain rises. And here, as you'd expect at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Is it true, Mr. Allen, that tonight we make with words and music?
Just in the sense, John, that our play is about the music publishing business. And speaking of music, there's the overture. So we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Row center, seats 7 and 8.
Well, these are fine seats. But let's glance through the program before the lights are dim. Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Love is a Gamble. Mr. Elders plays the part of Tom Graham, and Miss Sargent is heard as Peggy Matthews.
Curtain time!
This is the call for the first act of Love is a Gamble. The scene is the skyscraper office of Matthews and Murphy, song publishers. At the moment, these two attractive women, Peggy Matthews and Elaine Murphy, are in a huddle.
Elaine, we've simply got to get it.
You're right, Peggy. Only how are we going to get it?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Are we going to steal it?
If necessary.
Gosh, Peggy, I've never stolen a thing.
Well, what do you think I am? An habitual criminal?
Well, of course not, but say, maybe we could get somebody to steal it for us.
Oh, sure. All we have to do is call an employment agency and hire a burglar.
But Peggy...
Oh, Elaine, look. There, right outside the window.
Oh, now, we're on the 20th floor, and... You mean that window washer outside on the ledge?
Of course.
But how do you know he's honest?
How do we know he's honest? Come on, help me open the window.
Well, all right.
Hey, what's the idea?
We want to talk to you. Come on inside.
Okay, what can I lose?
Aren't you going to unhook yourself?
Look, kiddies, I've got windows to wash. Start making with the vocabulary.
Well, I'm Peggy Matthews.
And I'm Elaine Murphy.
Oh, I see. Matthews and Murphy.
That's right. Music publisher.
Yeah, glad to know you. I'm Riley of Riley and Rafferty, window pane manicures.
Riley, how would you like to make $100?
Dishonestly, I suppose.
Why, how did you know?
Oh, us window washers are used to seeing through things.
But we're willing to give you $100
if you'll steal something for us.
Say, do I look like a crook? Don't answer that. $100, huh?
All you have to do is steal half of a song. You see, we've got one half, and we want the other half.
Oh, sure. I don't get it.
Well, maybe if we begin at the beginning.
Ah, now you're starting to cook, sister.
Riley, have you ever heard of Wolf and Klebanoff?
Sure. They're those two women haters who write all those swell love songs.
Okay. A few weeks ago, Wolf and Klebanoff finished a new tune called Love is a Gamble.
Then what happened?
They had a terrific fight.
All because Wolf said that Klebanoff was a mediocre genius.
Is that bad?
Well, the United States wasn't big enough to hold them both. As a result, Wolf went to South America and Klebanoff went to Alaska.
But just before they left...
We rushed over to see Wolf and bought the music from him sight unseen.
Was it a goodbye?
Well, we got it for a song.
You know, being sane like this is practically driving me nuts.
Then the next thing we did was to run over and see Klebanoff.
But we were too late.
He'd sold the words to Graham and Greene.
To... Graham and Greene?
Yes, they're music publishers.
They're dirty, double-dealing song pirates, that's what they are.
They are?
Don't you get it, Riley? We've got the music, but they've got the words.
And all we can remember is, love is a gamble, and while we amble down the highway of romance...
Of course, Graham and Greene are in the same fix we are.
That's right. Well, what are you doing about it?
We're sitting tight.
And so are they.
Why?
Well, nobody knows how good the song is... That is, until we get both halves together at the same time.
It might be sensational, and then again, it might be a flop.
And we want to find out just how good those lyrics are before we try to do business with Graham and Greene.
Oh, you do?
Riley, we can pull a fast one on G&G if we know just how good the song is and they don't.
If it's good, we'll buy the lyrics from them.
For a song?
Yes. Yeah. And if it's bad, we'll sell them the music for a small fortune.
But how do you put over such a deal?
By psychology.
If we want to buy the lyrics, we'll pretend we want to sell the music.
And if we want to sell the music, we'll pretend we want to buy the lyrics.
That's psychology, huh?
And you know how men's minds work.
No. But, just where do I come in?
Why, you're going to borrow the lyrics for us from Graham and Green.
They're just two floors above us. You can climb in through the window.
Then after we've found out whether the lyrics are any good, you can put them back.
It isn't really stealing.
Oh, sure. It's just borrowing.
And we'll pay you $100.
Will you do it?
Well, it's pretty risky.
But Miss Murphy just told you it really isn't stealing.
Yeah, but suppose my parole board doesn't see eye to eye with Miss Murphy.
But $100, Riley, that's good money.
No, I can't do it.
But why not?
Well, it isn't as though we ask you to do something wrong.
Well, I feel sorry for those poor guys, Graham and Green.
Sorry for them?
Those song snatchers, those tune thieves.
But what have they done?
Riley, last month they stole a song from us.
They paid the composer twice the sum we offered him.
Why, they'll stoop to anything, won't they?
Oh, Riley, we're in a jam.
It's worse than that.
They're going to foreclose the mortgage on my father's farm.
My little brother's in jail.
And she can't free him unless she puts up a bond.
And then there's...
Stop, you're breaking my heart.
Oh, well, I didn't think it would work.
Well, just the same, every word we said about Graham and Green is true.
I'll say, that Harry Green looks like a second story man.
Well, what's the other guy look like?
Well, I've never seen Tom Graham, but I'll bet my last half dollar he looks like a confidence man.
But how come you've never seen him?
Because they always say he's out of town on government business.
Probably trying to dig his way out of Alcatraz.
How about it, Riley?
Well, okay.
Oh, Riley, you're an angel.
Yeah, but look, I'm not doing this for dough. I'm doing it because of my big heart and small brain.
Well, we'll pay you anyway.
I know what. If you'll make it $150, I'll do it for money.
Why, of all things?
Riley, you have all the makings of a swindler.
Oh, but gosh, kids, prices are up on everything.
Oh, all right.
Fine, I'll have the lyrics for you tomorrow.
We'll be waiting for them.
Well, here I go, back on the outside, looking in.
All set? Your safety belt tight?
Close the window now.
All right.
Oh, Peggy... Do you really think he'll get those lyrics?
Well, I certainly hope he does.
Yes, but, oh, gosh, honestly, I'm all on edge.
But, Elaine, we can't do anything until tomorrow.
And I'll go mad waiting.
Now, take it easy, darling. Read a magazine.
I've read all the magazines.
Well, here's one that just came in. It's the latest issue of Rhythm on Parade.
Oh, all right.
Elaine, if this thing works, why, they'd never think of an idea like this in a million years.
Oh, good grief.
Elaine, what's the matter? Are you sick?
I'm sick and so are you. Just look at this picture here in Rhythm on Parade.
Where?
There, that picture of Tom Graham and Harry Green.
Elaine, he's the window washer we just hired.
Yes, dear, he's Tom Graham.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players.
And here is John Weigel. None of us has exactly the same amount of time to relax and enjoy himself. But there are always a few moments during the day when we can stop working long enough to enjoy one of those rare little treats that is always a pleasure, anytime, anywhere. Treats like the delightful taste of a Milky Way candy bar, for example. With each bite of a Milky Way, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Curtain time!
Here's the call for the second act of Love is a Gamble, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Peggy Matthews and Elaine Murphy hired a window washer to borrow some lyrics to a song. But much to their surprise, they discovered the window washer is half of the firm that owns the lyrics. Now, the following afternoon, Tom Graham, dressed in overalls, talks to Harry Green, his partner.
Well, Harry, here I go again.
You must be getting pretty good at washing windows, Tom. When you get through washing Matthews and Murphy's window, how about making a pass at ours?
Look, partner, when you say that, smile.
Hey, I'm laughing out loud. But, Tom, do you think you'll be able to lift that music to Love is a Gamble today?
It'll be like taking candy from a baby.
Especially after yesterday.
That's right. But, Harry, can you beat it? I go down there to steal their music and find out they're trying to steal our lyrics.
Terrible, isn't it?
Why, it's enough to destroy a man's faith in human nature.
That's what I don't like about women in business. You can't trust them.
Oh, almost as bad as men.
Only not so sharp.
Harry, the poor little lambs played right into my mitt.
Are you really going to take their money, Tom?
Oh, I couldn't. That would be dishonest.
Oh, of course, I forgot.
But say, is it true that we stole a song from them when I was away last month?
Sure, and they stole three from us.
Oh.
But we'll get even with them this time. If Love is a Gamble is good, we'll buy the music from them for peanuts.
Seems to me I've heard this before.
On the other hand, if it's lousy, we'll sell them the lyrics for a fistful of dough.
I have heard this before.
And do you know how we'll put this deal over?
Psychology, maybe?
Yes, sir, psychology.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to buy that music, we'll pretend we want to get rid of the lyrics. And vice versa.
Sure. You know how women's minds work.
That's just what I was going to say. But, Tom, here's a copy of the lyrics.
Oh, good. I want to have them handy.
There's just one thing that worries me, Tom.
Hmm?
How are you going to swipe that music from right under their noses?
Harry, I'll do it if I have to make love to them.
Both of them?
Well, with my charming magnetic personality.
Honestly, the things you have to do to make a living.
Well, I'm set, Harry. Here I go.
Okay. Happy landing.
Happy... Holy cow, will you cut that out?
Peggy, do you really think Tom Graham will come back?
He will, stinker. He wants our music.
But what are we going to do?
Look, Elaine, he doesn't know we know who he really is.
Well, not yet he doesn't,
and
but...
he isn't going to either.
I don't get it, Peggy.
Okay, then listen. While this Graham character is masquerading as Riley, we are going to get the lyrics.
I still don't get it.
See this key, darling?
Well, sure, but...
This is the key to the offices of Graham and Green.
Peggy, how'd you get it?
From the scrub woman.
No.
Oh, yes. She's written a song called I'm Wearing My Knees Out for You, and I've promised...
Peggy, what do you plan to do?
Well, the first thing is for you to take this key, and then...
Yes?
When that phony window washer starts coming in through that window, you go out.
Where?
Up to their offices. What do you think?
But, Peggy, suppose Harry Green's up there.
Well, then we'll have to wait until tonight.
And suppose Tom Graham comes back while I'm still there.
Don't worry about him. I'll see that he stays here.
How?
Well, good heavens, Elaine, have I lost all my charm?
Well, no, but...
I'll make love to him, if I have to.
Oh, gee whiz, you always have all the fun.
Now, don't howl.
Peggy, there he is now.
Well, then beat it.
All right, but be sure and keep him busy.
I will. I'll keep him busy, all right. The big crook.
Oh. Hi, Miss Matthews.
Hello, Riley. Won't you come in?
Sure thing.
Any luck?
Well, yes and no. I haven't got those words yet, Miss Matthews.
I had a strange feeling you wouldn't.
Oh, but I know where they are, and I think I can swing it tomorrow.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. But you know, I checked up on Graham and Green, and you're right about them.
Oh, well, Green isn't so bad, Riley. But that Tom Graham is certainly the prize heel.
He is. I mean, he is. That's funny. I heard just the opposite.
Honestly, I just wish I had him here now. Why, do you know what I found out? Tom Graham's trying to steal our music.
Well, gee.
But do you know something? You're different.
I'm different? How?
You'd never pull a dirty trick like that, Riley. You're too simple and honest.
Well, I'm honest.
You're simple, too. And you fascinate me.
Well, that's dandy.
I just haven't been able to get you out of my mind.
But what is it you see in me, Miss Matthews?
Oh, I haven't the faintest idea.
You haven't?
Oh, Riley, you're big and strong and stupid.
Now, just a minute.
You're just a big... overgrown jerk.
I am not.
Yes, you are, Riley. But still, you fascinate me. I can't help myself.
Well,
when you look at me like that.
Am I looking at you like that?
Yes. My spine is like jelly.
Well, now, in that case, come here.
Oh, yes, Riley. I don't want to, but I can't help myself.
Of course not. It's my magnetic personality.
Oh, tell me, what is this strange power you have over women?
I don't know. But aren't you lucky I have it?
Oh, darling, kiss me.
Oh, you bet.
Well, now.
Elaine, we were just...
Yes, you were just doing a very good job.
Well, if a thing's worth doing. But I guess I better be going now.
Oh, but Riley...
I'll be back tomorrow, Miss Matthews.
With the music?
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Riley, there's just one more thing.
Yes? What is it?
I hope you choke. That's telling him, Peggy.
Hey, what is this?
You know what it is. Go upstairs and tell your partner it didn't work.
Then, you know?
How do you like that, Peggy? Do we know? Peggy, you shouldn't have made love to that thief.
No? Why not?
Because I didn't get the lyrics. Harry Green was up there.
That doesn't matter, darling.
But
look what I got.
Gosh, the lyrics.
It's not the Fifth Symphony.
Peggy, how'd you get them?
Oh, well, while he was kissing me, I, picked his pocket.
Oh, Peggy, you're marvelous. Now we can... Good grief!
What's the matter?
The music. It should be right here on the desk and...
Oh, but how in the world...
I know. While Tom Graham was kissing you, he reached over and picked it up.
Why, honestly, that man has absolutely no scruples.
In a moment, we'll bring you Act 3 of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. But first, here's John Weigel.
All of us know why we sometimes feel that familiar candy hunger. For we all look for the same rich flavor that is found only in the smoothest chocolate and finest candy. That is why candy lovers have long considered a Milky Way candy bar a special treat. For every luscious bite of a Milky Way is rich with the choicest candy ingredients. The thick milk chocolate coating is the finest pure milk chocolate. The golden layer of caramel is no ordinary caramel, but the smoothest creamy caramel you have ever tasted. For the caramel in a Milky Way is one of the greatest triumphs of skilled candy makers. And the luscious chocolate nougat center is delightfully soft and abundantly flavored with real malted milk. Altogether, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat make every bite of a Milky Way a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the last act of Love is a Gamble, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Peggy Matthews thought she could get the lyrics she wanted from Tom Graham by making love to him. She got them all right, but he got the music from her in the same way. Now, the next morning, Tom is playing the tune for Harry Green, his partner.
Tom, it's beautiful.
Yes, sir. It's the best thing Wolf and Klebanoff ever wrote.
It'd be twice as beautiful if it were all ours.
Well, I'm going to see Peggy Matthews in a couple of hours.
And I've got faith in you, Tom. I know you'll put over a darn good deal.
I will, Harry, if I can think of an angle.
Let's try a new approach.
For instance?
Oh, for instance, let's try honesty.
Oh, gosh, are we that desperate?
Well, we can't take any chances, Tom. We got to buy that music.
But it's worth at least $10,000.
Okay, offer her $1,000.
Do we have $1,000?
Well, we might have to give her 200 cash and the rest in notes. But there's one more thing.
Yes, Daddy?
Be careful.
What do you mean, be careful?
I mean, she's a very good-looking cookie.
Oh, yes, and very.
And you, according to rumors I've heard, are human.
Sure, my mother and father were human, too.
Now, look, Tom, all kidding aside, you know what happened to you yesterday?
Ah, yes, I shall cherish the memory always. It was very nice, too.
But the lady picked your pocket.
Well, I didn't do so bad myself.
Now, see here, son. I'm older than you are, and...
That's right. You used to date Whistler's mother.
Okay. Go ahead and kid. But I know all about women, and you can't trust them.
Is that your thought for today?
Tom, women are soft, fragile, and feminine.
Naturally.
And very dangerous.
Oh, but I like to live dangerously. If I didn't, do you think I'd be washing windows for a song?
Just the same, a woman will smile into your eyes. She'll hypnotize you the way a boa constrictor hypnotizes a poor defenseless rabbit. And then...
What?
She'll devour you.
Hey, are you trying to scare me?
Tom, I'm just trying to warn you.
Oh, gee, maybe I shouldn't go see Peggy Matthews. Maybe you should see her.
No, no, Tom. I have faith in you.
I never would have thought so a minute ago.
Well, I've got an engagement anyway.
With a rabbit or a boa constrictor?
Neither, I hope. But you just watch your step. Don't let that Matthews girl make a monkey out of you.
Window washer today.
Oh, fine. Have you picked any interesting pockets lately?
Well, now, let me see.
I hope our lyrics were satisfactory.
Oh, they were just what we were looking for. But how did you like our music?
Oh, no complaints. But what do you say we get down to business?
That suits me fine.
Well, Miss Matthews, I'm going to be honest with you.
Goodness me, Mr. Graham, how will you ever do it?
Harry Green and I like Love is a Gamble very much. We think it'll be a hit.
Elaine Murphy and I think the same thing.
I'm sure you do. But naturally, we'd like to publish it.
And so would we.
Don't you understand? I want to buy the music.
And I want to buy the lyrics.
But I'm prepared to offer you $5,000 for the music.
I'll pay you $5,000 for the lyrics.
But I don't want to sell the lyrics.
And I don't want to sell the music.
Well, we're kind of stymied, aren't we?
It seems so, doesn't it?
That's what I get for being honest.
Well, according to Benjamin Franklin, honesty is the best policy.
Sure, but Benjamin never tried to buy any music from you.
Well, there must be some way to settle this.
Well, I suppose we could put it up to the United Nations or... Hey!
Oh, dear me, have you been hit by lightning?
Look, we can settle this by tossing a coin.
Oh, come, that's no way to do business.
It isn't? Why not?
Because it's so unbusinesslike.
It's more businesslike than picking each other's pockets.
Well, yes, but... Oh, all right.
Ah, that's the stuff. And what could be more fitting than flipping a coin to see who gets love as a gamble?
I'll take heads.
Okay, I'll take tails. If it's tails, I get the music for $5,000.
And if it's heads, I get the lyrics for $5,000.
Okay?
Okay, flip it.
There it goes.
Oh, it's tails. Oh, I never should have listened to you.
Just the same, Miss Matthews. It's been a pleasure to do business with you. Here's our check for $5,000.
Wait, you had the check all made out in advance.
Oh, sure. That's self-confidence. Of course, the check may not be any good.
Mr. Graham, you swindled me.
How do you figure that?
Any man who would make love to a girl in order to steal her music...
Especially while she's making love to him so that she can pick his pocket.
Hi, Peggy.
Oh, Elaine.
Well, if it isn't Miss Murphy...
Why don't you come in and shut the door?
I will in just a second. Come in, Mr. Green. Don't just stand there.
Well, all right.
Why, Harry.
Present.
Peggy, Harry, that is, Mr. Green, and I had lunch together.
Oh, no, Elaine, you didn't.
Then she was your date, Harry. How do you two know each other?
Well, Miss Murphy came up to the office yesterday and...
Yes, I went up to your office to steal the... And we made a date.
But he's our enemy.
Peggy, Mr. Green's a darling. Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
Yes, what?
Why, he sold me the lyrics for $1,000.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
Harry, say it isn't true.
Well, Tom, it was like this.
Don't tell me she smiled into your eyes.
I was in a trance.
Keep smiling, Elaine.
Come along into the outer office, Mr. Green.
Yes, dear. I mean, Miss Murphy.
Well... Except that we've got your lyrics and you've got our music. We're right back where we started from.
Look, how about $5,000 for the lyrics?
What do you say to $5,000 for the music?
Nothing doing. I want to keep the music.
And I want to keep the lyrics.
I'll tell you what. Let's toss a coin.
And let you swindle me twice in the same day? I should say not.
It's midnight.
Fine. And we're still deadlocked.
Look, for the last time, will you sell me those lyrics?
I should say not.
Okay, that does it. I surrender.
I beg your pardon?
I'm going to give you back your music.
Now, wait a minute. There's a catch in this.
There's no catch. I'm just going to give it to you as a present.
Tom, are you all right? You sound crazy.
I know what I'm doing.
I can't believe it.
really, I just can't.
Well, don't smile at me like that. Makes me feel like a helpless little rabbit.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry, but I can't take back the music.
Yeah? Who's crazy now?
I mean it.
All right, I'll sell it to you for $1 just to make it business-like.
No.
Then how about the original price? I'll sell it back for $5,000.
Uh-uh.
But, Peggy, it's the only way out of this mess.
The only way?
Okay, you think of something.
I have. Why don't we get together?
Why, Peggy, this is so sudden. I didn't know you cared.
Oh, Tom, what I meant, that is what I had in mind.
I know. You think that you and I and Elaine and Harry should get together and start a new company.
Say, you sound as though you had the same idea.
Sure I did. And the first song we publish will be Love is a Gamble.
Oh, thank goodness that's all settled.
Peggy, how would you like me to take you home? In a cab?
Oh, I think that would be very nice.
Or maybe we should walk.
Walk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there any particular reason?
Well, you know how the song begins. Love is a gamble, and while we amble...
Oh, Tom, darling.
Yes, Peggy, my dear?
Tom, what do you say we start to amble?
The curtain falls on the last act of Love is a Gamble, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Tom Graham and Annette Sargent as Peggy Matthews. Betty Hanna played the part of Elaine Murphy, and George Caesar was heard as Harry Green. The Curtain Time Orchestra is conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next week, Curtain Time will present a romantic comedy of show business, Insufficient Funds. Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spots here in Chicago. Till next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date next Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday night, be with us again for Curtain Time. May we remind you that daylight savings time ends tonight in certain areas. Next week, please check your local paper for the correct time of broadcast in your community for Dr. IQ on Monday night and Curtain Time on Saturday. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.